I am living for myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditations. I am living for myself. What does it mean to live for myself? If I meditate upon the idea I'm living for myself, what does that mean? What am I doing when I am living for myself? Well, what that means is that in all of my thinking, in all of my meditating, in all of my aspirations, in all of my dreams, in all of my goals, in all that I could ever be, I am thinking, what would make me happy? What would make me fulfilled? What would make me feel joyous all of the time? And the only thing that would make me feel joyous all of the time, if I were happy all of the time, what would make me feel joyous all the time is if I had happy thoughts all the time. If I lived in a happy consciousness, if I lived in a world filled with bliss, oh, wow, wouldn't that be fantastic? Filled with bliss. Now, how could I live in a world filled with bliss when there is a world around me that has a lot of not bliss? Oh, that's right. The world around me has a lot of not bliss in it. Okay? Is that true? And the answer is no. That is not true. The world around me, if I were to count the blissful situations, would be 99% bliss and just a teensy-weensy little bit of not bliss. And the not bliss was not real, because the only thing that's real is bliss. Now you say, well, what about when we have things that we don't have? That is, when we don't have money, we don't have health, we don't have friends, we don't have... What about that? Well, stop and think just for a moment. If the world had the majority of people not having friends, not having enough money to live on, not having happy relationships with one another, we would live in a totally different world than we're living in. We are living in a world that is based on harmony, that's based on peace, that's based on unconditional love. We're living in a world that is all good, and always all good. Now, the only time our world appears to be not good is when we allow our thoughts to wander away from all good. Now, how could our thoughts ever wander away from all good if we are living in this attitude of all good? And if we are living in the attitude of living for ourselves, how could it ever be not good? Well, we can have any attitude of mind that we want, and our attitude of mind makes our world for us, not that our world is that way, but it makes our world for us whatever our attitude of mind is. Simple. So, if I were to take my attitude of mind, and I live in myself, and I would say my attitude of mind is, I like me. I'm surrounded by harmonious people. My world is good and very good. What sort of a world would I have around me? I would have a likable world because I like me. I would have a harmonious world because I am harmonious with myself. And all would be in peace and balance because I am in peace and balance in myself. Now, where am I at peace and balance in myself? Where am I at peace and balance in myself? In my attitude. Our attitude, my attitude can change moment to moment. My attitude can change from day to day, from year to year, from lifetime to lifetime, from expression to expression. My attitude can change. But when I recognize that my attitude is me, and my attitude is whatever I want to believe about, whatever I want to think about, whatever I empower to be real for me in my life. That's my attitude. Now, that the majority of humanity also have this, all mankind have this, of course, but the majority of mankind have the positive attitude of mind. The majority of mankind have the unconditionally loving attitude of mind all the time. You say, my goodness, where do unhappy situations come from? Well, they come and go, flitting in and out of the consciousness of a few people. And we give them power by recognizing them. If you have a bunch of children who are playing together, and you have a few children who are very good and very nice, the group plays together wonderfully. If you have one or two of the children that are not behaving properly and being mean to one another and stealing from one another and doing unkind things, the whole group is destroyed by that attitude that those children have. If you were to take those naughty children out of the group, the group could still be naughty or it could be nice. But if you took them out of the group and then you said to those children, now let's have a game. And this is a game where we're going to kill them all. And the children said, oh, goody, goody. Remember, they're naughty children. And so you say to them, now this is the game. We're going to kill them with kindness. What? We're going to kill them with happiness. What? We're going to kill them with our unconditional love. And they won't be able to do a thing about it. Really? We get the way to manipulate them? Oh, I like that. So you work with these children, these two, several children, and you teach them unconditional love. You teach them to be joyful. You teach them that they are number one. You teach them that they are beautiful. You teach them that they are thoughtful, loving, and kind. You teach them these things in a loving way by beautiful illustrations and beautiful activities. And before you know it, the children are expressing this. Before you know it, they're living this. And then you take them back to the other children. And the other children do not remember that they were naughty children, do not remember that they were selfish children. They do not remember that at all, because that's not the world they're living in. And when these children are brought back into that group with this new attitude of mind, they fit right in with the rest of the group perfectly. They're harmonious with the group because the group works in cooperation. The group works in unconditional love. The group works in they are themselves first, and they do unto other children what they'd like other children to do to them. But not so much that. They just are always doing nice things. Can we live in such a world? Can we live for ourselves? We can live for ourselves if we choose to, if we want to, if we delight in that sort of thing. But are you really happy to live in that kind of a world? Are you happy to live in a world for yourself alone, and considering nobody else? When you say, that would be selfish. No, it wouldn't be selfish. What it would be the revelation of the ideal within all of us. For all of us are living for ourselves, but ourselves are very nice, unconditionally loving selves. All of us are living for ourselves alone, and all of us are thoughtful, loving people. All of us are living for ourselves alone, and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Living for ourselves alone does not mean selfishness, does not mean taking from others or putting other people down as less than you are. Living for yourself alone is recognizing that you are the ideal being. And as the ideal being, you live that in every aspect of your life. As the ideal being, you are at all times the ideal person. And being the ideal person is pretty exciting to be. It's pretty wonderful to be. And all of this is because those are the things that we thought about. Those are the things that were our meditations. Those were the things that were in our heart, in our belief about ourselves, in our consideration. Meditation is a wonderful thing that we all do all the time. And in meditation, we think beautiful thoughts, we think harmonious thoughts, we think loving thoughts. In meditation, we have nothing else to do but to be ourselves and have fun. In meditation, we have nothing else to do but to think thoughts of absolute, unconditional love, where we love ourselves first and we love everybody else in the same way. Meditation makes the world go round. Meditation is the world going around. Meditation is you and me thinking happy thoughts, beautiful thoughts, supportive thoughts, uplifting thoughts, because that's who we are. Let the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight, because they are beautiful and they are good and they are wonderful and they are ideal and they are glorious, because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, whatever I have in my heart, whatever I'm thinking. And I think these thoughts because they are good and beautiful and wonderful. And you can think these thoughts too, because they are good and wonderful for you. And know that I bless you with a lovely day, and I love you. I love you. I love you.